Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. As you can tell by the title today, we are getting real. We are going to dive into the nitty-gritty. We're going to have some open and honest dialogue conversations, except it's a conversation with myself and you guys are listening, and just pull back the curtain a little bit on some things that I have been dealing with. So currently, it is a Saturday afternoon when I'm recording this. Kyle and Jet are both napping, and it's so rare that I ever have time to myself to even just think or sit or process. And I realized today I actually had to see patients on a Saturday morning, which is a rarity for me these days. But if you don't know, one of my docs is out on maternity leave. So I'm trying to help my team as much as I can. When I can, I have a very busy and stacked schedule. And so it's not very often that I can hop in, but I'm so glad to be able to. And I actually forgot how much I loved working Saturday mornings because nobody is really bothering me on Saturdays. The vibe at the office is fun. It's lighthearted. My team's usually smaller, and so I get to connect a little bit deeper with them. And I know Jet's taken care of, and it's just fun. I like it. We do a short shift. So today I did that and I was like, oh, this is a reminder that I probably have a lot of things in my life that bring me joy that I am no longer doing. And I should think about that. I should figure that out. I am in a push season inside of the business, mainly the Wealthy Practitioner right now, definitely inside of Circle of Life, but we have some capacity issues with being down a doctor. And I just am feeling myself being pulled in 100 million different directions. I feel like my team needs me. I feel like the Wealthy Practitioner team needs me. My clients need me. I have more clients than I've ever had before. I feel like my family needs me, of course. Kyle needs his wife. Jethro needs his mom. And I feel like by doing so and trying to show up for everybody, I'm really neglecting the things that I need in order to show up as my best self. For me, I don't think it's a secret at this point that I am a workaholic and I love it and I am okay with that. But I'm in a season of my life where honestly, work should not come first and it can't come first. And the conundrum that I'm in is that work brings me so much joy. It brings me so much fulfillment. It's when I feel like I am truly in alignment. I get to help people every single day. And my design, my human design, who I am, astrology, everything, any test is like, I am meant to be helping and serving. And so when I started my career in chiropractic, it was like, oh, duh, I'm going to help patients. And that lit me up and it still does. But then I stumbled upon coaching and I was like, oh my God, this is like my soul on fire. It is like exponentially more aligned, and not even just more aligned. It's just more exciting. It's more vibrant. It's more fun for me. Probably because, let's just be honest, it comes with more flexibility than being inside of a brick and mortar does. I'm also just really good at it. I can see things that other people can't. I'm actually super intuitive and tapped into the universal energy as well. I can just envision how things are going to happen and then they play out exactly that way. And I've always been this way. And sometimes I suppress that and forget that I have that magical power. It's so funny. If you guys saw my stories recently, I went to Vegas with a couple of Cairo girls and we had an amazing time. And I was just telling them, wait until you see Stephanie Wigner manifesting in person. It's just different. It's a different level. I know something's going to happen and then it happens. Dr. Lauren checked into our hotel before I got there. And I was like, oh girl, you messed up. Why would you do that? And she was like, oh, I didn't know. I was trying to help everybody. And I'm like, okay, we're not going to get an upgrade now. Then we had a cabana booked for later that day. And it was under my name. I had booked it. And I was like, okay, we are going to get an upgrade. I just know it. We are going to get so hooked up at this pool party. It's going to be amazing. And we walked in and they were like, oh, Stephanie, we've been waiting for you. Yeah. So we actually upgraded you to have a cabana right in front of your own private swim up pool. And they just looked at me and were like, what? I'm like, I told you girls, this is Stephanie Wigner magic 101. This is what happens. I get these feelings and then it comes true. And I sometimes forget that I just am divinely favored. I forget that I have these magical powers. And I think because I get too bogged down with work, honestly, I get too much in the process of doing that I don't allow any magic to pull in, that I don't allow anything to surprise me. I am such a goal-focused, goal-oriented person that because I plan so intently, I don't allow for any magic or any surprises to happen. I actually find that I have more fun in life when I allow magic and synchronicities and unexpected surprises to slip in. And so I have to remember this. I cannot be as scheduled out as I am. And I have had a couple of intuitive readings this past week. And if you don't know this about me, I believe in God. And so I think that's important for you to know. I believe in God. God has always had my back. And my religious beliefs, like I can't cite the Bible to you. I wish I could. I have a Bible verse tattooed on me. Fun fact. Very much believe in God. I also believe that there's an aspect of God in the universe that are overlapping or the same or some type of oneness, a higher power. But I know to super religious people that is offensive. And so I apologize if this offends you. It's not meant to offend you, but I do encourage you to listen to it with an open mind. So if it's not for you, that's also cool. You could turn off the podcast, but I've had intuitive readings the last couple of weeks. And I go in these phases of my life where I just am like, you know what? I'm at a little bit of a crossroads. I need to make a decision or I need to know what's next. And I just want some guidance. I just want some good little fairy dust to come in and provide some insight. So I had a spiritual reading. It was like almost a guided spiritual reading. It was really cool. Every time I have readings, money cards pop up. I do not ever doubt that I will ever have a hard time making money because I just know the universe has my back in that way. And so that was not surprising. She was like, oh girl, you're good. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's not what I'm having a reading for. So we were just chatting about some things inside of the business. She was like, you are so powerful. And I think that you are needing to make some decisions coming up about which way you want to go with your life and what kind of businesses you want to create in the future and the clients you want to serve. And I totally feel that. I'm in a process of up-leveling my clients. So I started coaching in 2020 for another company, really went and started my own thing at the end of 2022, beginning of 2023, and have just really went full send, no breaks, like full steam ahead. And it's grown really quickly. And I'm so grateful. Someday you guys will get a little peek behind that business. I have intentions of sharing that relatively soon because I think it would be super motivating and super inspiring to some of you listening to this that maybe want to grow a coaching company or have another company that you just want to grow really quickly. I think when you're aligned with your soul's purpose, things move at a rapid speed for you. And that is evident in my life for sure. And so I've grown this company really quickly. And now it's like, okay, to go from 7 figures to 8 figures, what is it going to take? And do I want that? And at the expense of what? Because like I said, I'm working a shit ton right now. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. And I feel bad. I feel like my husband and my son aren't getting as much time as they need from me or that they would like from me. But in the same instance, I know that I'm in a unique window inside of the business to where I can't take my foot off the gas or I don't feel like I can. And so I'm having to figure out what to do next. Do I still go full send, steam ahead? We also really want to grow our family. And I, in my body, know that the way that I am working and needing to have another baby and wanting to have another baby are not going to be symbiotic. I'm going to have to slow down a little bit. And to me, that doesn't sound any fun, but I really want a baby. And so currently, one of the limiting beliefs that I'm working through is, why does it feel like I have to choose between continuing to grow my businesses and having another baby? I love my son to death. He has brought nothing but joy and love to my life. He lights up the whole room. We all get really excited when he's around. And I know that another baby would be able to do that for us. We just have more love to give and we have a very blessed life. We have another child that we could grow and nurture and love and provide such an amazing life for. In the same instance, I feel that. And then I also feel like this is a season and I'm still in the push season. It feels scary to pull my foot off the gas. And I know that I can do both because I teach other people how to do both. And I've already done it. I already have these really successful companies and a family. But I think this idea of balance, and everybody always asks me like, Steph, how do you have more balance? guys, I don't fucking have balance, okay? Like some days I'm a really good mom and a really good wife and a really good friend. And some days I am a savage ass business owner just crushing life. And every once in a while, those days end up overlapping. But more often than not, I'm focused on one or the other just a little bit more. Maybe it's 40-60, maybe it's 70-30. And luckily I married somebody who knows that about me and knows that I am very determined and I become obsessed over things. But I'm also trying to navigate. I'm in a really unique and fun season of parenthood, but it's also really hard, like having a toddler. And I am like, okay, this is fun. And I don't want to look back in 10 years from now and be like, damn, I just work too much. And so it's like, how do I continue to push? And how do I continue to get everything that I want out of life and more? And for me, that's what I'm sitting with. Both of the intuitive readings that I had, the first one was like, you just need to focus on continuing to build your empire. She gave me some really great insight. And I wasn't okay with that answer. I don't know if you know this about me either, but I don't like to be told what to do. So I was like, don't tell me that I can't have a baby right now, even though that's not what came out of her mouth. But she was like, intuitively, you need to be focused on the business. And then I had another reading because I didn't like that one. I liked it, but I was like, let me see what somebody else has to say. And literally almost the exact same cards came up. And she also just said, you are so powerful and you are getting resentful because you don't feel like the world has got to see you in your full power yet. And that 100% resonates. I think often I get looked at as a Cairo coach. I am a Cairo coach. I am one of the best damn Cairo coaches out there. And I feel confident to say that because I've built an amazing fucking empire. However, I am so much more than a Cairo coach. Like I can build almost any business to seven figures and a business that I'm aligned with and a business I care about. I don't think that I share enough about that. And so even if you can see the trends in the podcast, like I came in super heavy, build your brick and mortar, do this, do that. Here's how you market. Here's how you go from zero to 50K. Here's how you go from 50 to 100K. And I'm not feeling aligned with making that kind of content right now. I really am feeling aligned of who do you have to become, stepping into that next level. Like it really doesn't matter what kind of business you have. You can do X, Y, and Z. And so the good thing is that all the clients that I have, which are 95% chiropractors, they get to get exposed to so many different things. It's not just chiropractic things. It's here's how you grow legit businesses to beyond your wildest dreams. And so I've also had way more clients reaching out and like DMs like, hey, I want to work with you. I'm not a chiro. Is that possible? And I essentially burned down all my offers outside of chiropractic because I wanted to make my chiropractic offers so freaking good. And I have done that and we're continuing to evolve. We're adding so much stuff into the mastermind. Like I don't really know if there's anything else out there like it that brings in the business, the guests, the mindset, the tactical, the strategy, the way that we do inside of the Wealthy Practitioner. And it feels really good. And I have an amazing support team that's helping me execute on that. And so now I'm like, okay, what's next for Steph and what's her next level? Because she is attracting higher level clients. And I'm also getting clients that maybe weren't sure where they belonged, but they're like, Steph, I'm ready to go. I see you're growing. I'm ready to grow right alongside of you. And that's really exciting too. I just am too much in my head. That's what it comes down to. I'm like being in such an analytical position. I'm just going on a tangent. Sometimes you guys like this. I'm just going to keep going. But the second intuitive reading was like, listen, you know, in your body, what the right answer is. And you actually didn't even need this call. You already know everything that I've told you today, but you're second guessing yourself. You're looking for external validation. You want somebody else to tell you what to do. She's like, you're a really decisive person, but right now you're being really indecisive. And I can vouch for that. Brandy can vouch for that. The last 2 weeks, I just am overanalyzing everything because I feel like I'm at this crossroads and I don't want to make the wrong decision, even though I know wrong decisions don't exist. And it's just like, the decision is, do we have another baby, start trying to have another baby, or do we just keep building this thing? And I know that I can have both, but there's some resistance inside of my body that is saying, give yourself another 30, 60, 90 days, whatever it takes, until you feel like the business is in a position to where it's not such a heavy lift for you. And when she said that, she was like, you know, you're going to have both. And it felt way more congruent with how I was feeling. But she was also like, you have to listen to your body, because my first time during pregnancy, when I was pregnant with Jethro, I was so freaking sick. And thankfully, I had help at the Cairo office. I powered through, of course, because that's how I am. Workaholic, savage, workers. And I don't want to have to do that the next time. If I feel really sick in this next pregnancy, I don't want to have to power through just because. I want to be in a better place physically and mentally than I was the first time I got pregnant. So I also think that is causing some of my delay in wanting to really grow our family, is I just know that I'm at a little high anxious, high stress point currently, just based on all the massive growth that we've had and figuring out next steps and continuing to grow because we ain't slowing down by any means. So if you're listening to this and are like, is Steph going to stop coaching? No, that is not it. There's not a lot of people, by the way, playing at the level that I'm playing at that are growing a family and growing these successful businesses in a way that I am, that are not willing to sacrifice everything in order to do so. And so I don't have a lot of people that I can go to. And even like my mentors, most of them are men. They're not building a family or responsible for children in the way that a woman is. And so then I look for female mentors. And if they do have children, they're dancing all over the internet, half naked, and saying like, shake your hips, call in more love and vibrate. And that's cool, but that's never going to be my vibe. And then I got women that are like so masculine that don't have any children. And I'm like, I'm not in that era either. I really feel like I'm coming up on uncharted territory. And so I'm having to figure it out a lot on my own. And I know if I just sit deep into my intuition, it's all going to work out in divine timing and the way it's designed to. And I really don't have any control. And so I'm trying to get back more to that feminine and lead into the releasing and lean into just being able to receive and let go of that control. And that is just something that I struggle with. I've always struggled with that. And so it's one of those things to where I don't think I can rely on a mentor. I think that this season of my life is going to force me to sink in deeper to my intuition, to my innate abilities to figure out what's right for my life, and to sink in deeper to whatever the next step is. And I know it's all going to unfold. The other problem is, and I tell my clients this all the time, is I don't have any white space on my calendar. I don't have somewhere currently, Monday through Friday, where I have 3 hours to just sit and think and write and read and go on a walk. I will sneak in 30-minute walks throughout the day in between calls and between meetings, but I don't just have 3 hours of pause. And it's really causing a lot of resentment in my life because the minute I have a spare moment, I feel the need and I feel guilty if I'm not spending that with my husband or my son, if I'm not working. And so I'm like, cool, but Stephanie herself has no time to go think and create and design what she wants next. I just had this realization over the weekend. And so I said to Kyle, I really need to get better about clearing my calendar and having those 3 hour pauses because I'm just a better human. I'm a better wife. I'm a better mom. I'm a better business owner. I'm a better coach because I'm able to sink in and know what's right. I'm able to coach better because I'm like, oh, now I have clear space, right? Instead of running from one thing to the next. And so I just wanted to share with you guys like a little behind the scenes. It's not easy over here. I've shared a little bit more about the season of parenthood we're in and how tough it is. And also the amount of responsibility that I carry is a privilege, no doubt, but it also can be overwhelming at times. I'm just having to be expanded in this season. I also am getting a lot of different opportunities landing on my lap, and I'm having to be careful about what I say yes and no to. And I also have some of the dopest, coolest clients that like I want to work with for the rest of my life because they're just doing really cool things in their communities and they're doing really cool things inside of their businesses and they're crushing it. They're growing in their marriage. They're expanding their families. And it's just a really exciting time to be me. But at the end of the day, I know that in order to get to the next stage, I'm going to have to sink in and let go and release and just trust a little bit more and that I can't control the next outcome. And that I need to practice what I preach to all of my clients. You get to have it all. It gets to be easy. It gets to be fun. And so I want to give you and leave you with this, a couple of tips that I'm doing to sink into releasing more. It's getting that 3 hour block scheduled on my calendar. I'm also having Brandy now book out, and this sounds intense to some of you, but if you guys saw my calendar, you would get it. Book out during the week, maybe one on the weekends, but at least one during the week where it's 3 hours in the middle of a day that I could just spend with my husband because I don't like that he has to wait till the end of the day to get any of my attention. And so I want to be better about that intentionality and then honestly having more fun. I had a disco ball on my vision board for a reason, but your girl starts crushing her goals and then it's like throwing gasoline on a fire and I just get blinders on and I'm like, fuck fun. I'll have fun when I'm 50. I'm going to work and like just go full send. And work to me is fun is the problem. Like, this is what I need you guys to understand. Like work to me is so much fun. I do lots of things that light me up that I'm passionate about. I work with really cool people. And so it's hard to turn that off. And so one, I want you to know, if you're like me and it's hard, I totally get it. If you're trying to be everything to everybody and you actually just sometimes want to work instead of talking to people, I totally get it. But I know that I'm not my best self when I'm in that full send mode and I don't ever take my foot off the gas. That's how you get burnout. And so I'm also just scheduling more fun. Like, we literally had a dance party this morning to Moana's soundtrack for an hour, just the three of us. And I was like, why have we never done this before? It was so cute. I didn't even pull out my phone to video record because, again, trying to be more present, but it was just so fun and so cute. And I was like, why don't I do this like once every other day? And again, sound like a broken record, but I always let go of my own self-care when I'm in these push seasons. And so I think that I will feel less anxious and less just stressed in general if I can get back into some self-care. In June of 2023, I challenged myself because we didn't have a nanny. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to work less than I've ever worked and make more than I've ever made. And I'm going to figure out how to do it. And I love that challenge. And I crushed that challenge. It showed me that I could still make a lot of money. As long as I'm working strategically, I can still hit all my goals. And so now I feel myself wanting to challenge myself in that similar way. Like, how can you continue to grow, but not feel like it has to be 100 miles per hour? How can you continue to grow in ways that allow you to still expand and have joy in other ways? And so one of my readings, she was like, it's coming. Your breakthrough, the stuff that you envision happening is coming, and you just have to know you only have 10% more to go. And so I just want to tell you, maybe you're at that finish line and you only need to keep pushing for 10% more and you're going to reach it too. That's all I got. Perfect timing because I'm getting interrupted by a little boy. Say hi. And that's parenting in a nutshell. I'll see you guys next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.